Daily Mix Show.
After it sitting there for more than a decade, yesterday, my husband and I finally got to take out his rusted old rowboat on a little fishing trip, and Barrett got to experience a first.
You got him, Barrett? Let me see. Oh, boy! Hold on. Here's the net. Hey, Barrett! Look at that! Hey! Barrett, say hey, fish on!
Fish on.
Got him, Barrett?
I don't know which one I'm more impressed by, that Barrett caught a fish or the boat didn't sink.
There were some moments where we thought it was going to.
For real? Did you guys not seal it up right?
Well, the last time we took it out, it definitely still had some amount of a leak going on. So we had done some patching and some flex sealing and all this stuff. It definitely was taking on water. Brad was bailing every couple minutes. We lived to tell the tale.
Remember like those infomercials with that guy that would like
have
that
Gorilla Glue or whatever?
Whatever that spray was that you could, I could just spray a door and you can float on.
Well, guess what? When we got back, we ended up finding where the hole was. Now we've actually patched the hole, so we should be better next time.
With duct tape.
With duct tape. But after the big event, I talked to Barrett about catching his first fish. Barrett, what big thing happened today?
I caught my first fish.
What did it feel like when you were reeling him in?
Pulling down a tree.
Pulling down a tree.
How heavy was this fish?
Very.
Like pulling down a tree?
Yeah, like a small little tree.
How much do you think the fish weighed?
Probably like not even 1 pound.
Not even 1 pound? What kind of fish was it?
Ooh, Danny, any guesses?
I'm going to go with a trout.
Trout.
Salmon.
It was a trout.
Oh.
Salmon.
Yeah. It was a
trout.
Trout.
A trout. And what do you think of fishing all around? What's your review of fishing on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being it's awful and 10 being it's the best.
7.
Oh, that's pretty good. You want to go fishing again?
Not for another few days.
Okay. Well, why was that?
If you had
asked
him,
was he having fun until he caught the fish, or was he bored?
Oh no, he was so angry. He wanted off that lake. He was laying down, complaining. When is this going to be over? I just want to go back to the shore. Fishing is boring.
Give me a tablet. Can I play on your phone?
It was awful.
It was a trap.
But after that, he was happy as a clam.
Can you guys take me fishing if Barrett doesn't want to go?
Yes, absolutely.
Fishing.
Did you guys eat the trout?
No, we actually just did a little catch and release of this guy.
Aww. What the hell is the point of that?
Well, sometimes you keep them, sometimes you don't.
You have a fish tank, throw it in there.
That Barrett absolutely wanted to keep it as a pet.
See, I mean, I know, you got to just eat whatever you catch.
Oh my God.
I mean, why are you throwing it back? That seems like torture. Now you just tortured the poor fish.
No, you take the hook out and you let it go.
How would you like if someone just came by, just took something sharp, shoved it in your mouth, and then pulled it back out later?
I mean, I'd probably like that better than being eaten.
Debatable. But that's not the only exciting thing that I heard happen this weekend.
No. Barrett also got a new pet.
Wait, you got me a pet leopard gecko? I got a pet leopard gecko!
What do you think?
Okay, so memory serves me correct. You promised him if he gets a black belt in karate, he'll get this
taekwondo,
leopard.
Taekwondo, Steve. It's taekwondo.
Okay, a black belt in taekwondo that he would get a leopard gecko.
A leopard gecko.
He hasn't gotten a black
belt
yet.
He's not gotten a black belt yet.
But you got him one.
Yeah, because I'm a pushover, and I can't help myself sometimes, and I'm a spoiling mom. So,
well, at least you're being honest.
Our friends.
I mean, I bought Tatum yesterday a Woody from Toy Story toy at Tatum.
See, we're all doing it. We're
My
all
wife
doing
gave
it.
Me a hard time. I'm like, that was her gift for first day of school. She's like, that just seems ridiculous. You dropped $40 on this thing.
Well, our friends months ago hit me up and they said, we have this leopard gecko. We're trying to rehome it. And I was like, absolutely not. Well, then in the past couple of weeks, Barrett's gotten very into leopard geckos and his birthday is coming up. It hasn't even happened yet, but I just decided to go and get in the leopard gecko and got it all set up.
But also you got it for free.
Yes. And he knows that because at first he said, how much was it? And I said, well, we rehomed it. We gave him a new home. So, and he's like, it was free. He can't believe it.
I mean, you can't pass that up.
I mean, it was free when it started. But then we went to Hewitt Reptile in Everett. And we bought a new UVB light. And we bought some cockroaches. And we bought some crickets. And we bought some vitamins. We bought a lot of stuff.
How much money did you end up spending?
I mean, we're probably into it about $120 so far. But then the best part is, so the it came with the name Nugget, which I thought was a fine name.
Okay.
Barrett has decided to rename it.
Yeah. What's the name?
Adominus Rex.
Okay.
Adominus Rex. I don't even know where that comes
from.
So
are we calling him Rex for short?
Sure.
Okay.
I still like Nugget better, but it's not even my pet anymore.
How do you like this thing now?
I actually love it. She is so sweet. She's very docile. She loves humans.
Do you take it out of its tank?
All day, yes. I mean, Barrett wants to hold this thing multiple times a day, so yes.
So what about you? Would you have it out? Are you like, do you let it just roam around? Like, how does that even...
I mean, you kind of
have to
keep...
It's a stupid question, but like, can you just like turn your back and be okay with it? Or are you worried that it's going to run away?
I would definitely be worried that it would... You know, go missing.
Do you have a leash for it?
No. Do they make leashes for leopard geckos?
I mean, I'm sure on Etsy you could find anything. Somebody probably made a leash.
That would be awesome.
Or you could probably commission somebody to make you a leash.
But she really is a cool pet. I'm excited to be a gecko mom.
Okay, Steve. I have a question. How long do you think it's going to be before this lady owns a snake now?
No, absolutely not.
It's literally, I give it 3 months.
Absolutely
this is a gateway
not.
Drug. I think when your son gets his black belt in Taekwondo, you're going to get him a snake.
100%.
Absolutely not.
She says that.
I can hear it right now. Barrett.